I thought that was rather fun. They won't be expecting that. God comes to earth in a way that no one expected. God decides to rescue his people in a very strange way. He doesn't send an army. He doesn't send a great warrior. He doesn't send a powerful king. But he sends a baby. And he doesn't send a baby to a king or to a rich and powerful family. But he sends a baby to a very ordinary set of parents, a long way from the seat of power. And we've been reminded this morning, as we've seen Agnes, how helpless a newborn baby is. How much it needs its parents to look after it, to nurture it, to help it to grow. Not just for the first days and weeks, but for months and for years and for years and for years. God's rescue plan takes a long time to come to fruition. And as this is so unexpected, God sends his messengers out. He sends his angels to get the people ready. And so we read of how Gabriel comes to Mary. And he tells her she's special. Verse 28 of that reading we just heard. The angel came to Mary and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Now, I strongly suspect that as Gabriel came to Mary, he came as an ordinary visitor. He didn't come in white robes with big wings and a halo. He didn't come in glowing white. He came dressed as an ordinary person, but with a very extraordinary message. God has looked favourably on you, Mary. The Lord is with you. And of course, this is a strange man saying weird things. She gets really worried. She's greatly troubled at his words, Luke tells us. And the words "greatly troubled" really means she's in a panic. What is this guy saying to her? What's she done to deserve God's favour? So the angel has to calm her down. "Don't be afraid, Mary," he says. "You have found favour with God. God loves you." And God loves you so much that you're going to have a baby. Well, talk about mixed messages. If God loves me, if I found favour with God, that's fantastic. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to find a rich husband. I'm going to have a big house and lots of servants. God's going to bless me. No, you're going to have a baby. "I don't want a baby," she said. "I'm not even married. A baby would be an absolute disaster." What on earth is God doing, saying, "I found favour with him, and then he's going to give me the one thing I really don't want at this time in my life"? God's messenger is bringing good news, but they don't expect it like that. But this is God's plan to rescue the world. God's messenger is bringing good news for Mary and for everyone else. And he explains how. "You will give this son the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be a king like David. And he will reign forever." This is why God had to send an angel to get the message over, because this is heavy stuff. Poor Mary is completely bewildered. She hasn't got a clue what's going on. When God says, I love you, but I'm going to give you the one thing you really don't want at this point in time, that's such a mixed message, isn't it? No wonder she was troubled. She wasn't expecting that. She has no idea how this can happen. All she can do is hear God's message, listen to what's being said, and say, I am the Lord's servant. The very last verse of that passage, verse 38. I am the Lord's servant, says Mary. Humble, trust, and obedience. When the angel says nothing is impossible with God, all Mary can do is to say, I trust and obey. But this is such a radical message, such a strange way of doing things, such an unexpected rescue act from God, that other messengers, other angels have to reinforce it to the other players in the story. We read in Matthew how the angel comes to Joseph and tells Joseph that he will be a father. Well, he will marry Mary, who is going to have a baby, and he will take her to be his wife, even though she's pregnant, even though that would bring disgrace on him, because this is God's unexpected rescue plan. Earlier in Luke, we read how the angel came to Zechariah in the temple and to tell him that he would be the father of John the Baptist, even though he and his wife were both too old to have children. And then the angel comes to the shepherds to tell them of this very special baby. And all the excited angels sang for the birth of the Saviour. But we also see, as we read through the narrative, as we look just behind the scenes, how this is only the start of God's rescue plan. A tiny, helpless, newborn baby on his own at that point in his life cannot possibly save the world. He has to grow up to fulfill his mission. He has to become an adult to show that he is God's son. And he has to do even more to show that he is our Saviour. He has to die on the cross and to rise again, to show that he has power over death, to show that he has power to forgive our sins, to show that he has the right to reign as king forever. So we celebrate Christmas as the start of God's rescue plan. This special time when Jesus was born is just the beginning. It's just the kickoff. The whole match is still to come. And we know how special it is, because God sent his messengers, his angels, to tell the key players of their important role in the plan, because nobody was expecting it to be done this way. God's messengers came to tell us that God was coming into the world to save people from their sins, to rescue them from darkness, to live, to die, and to rise again for us, so that all who believed in him might have eternal life in his kingdom. So as we celebrate once again this year the birth of Jesus, let's remember just how special that baby was. Remember the angel's message that he is coming to rescue the world, to save us from all the wrong things that we've done, from all the dark places that we go to, from all the evil in the world, so that one day we can live and reign with him, because God has given him the throne of his father David, and he will reign forever. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of the angels. We thank you for Mary's amazing faith, her acceptance of her role in your plan. And we pray that as we hear you speaking to us, day by day, week by week, through your word, we too may respond to serve you in your plan to save the world, and that one day we might reign with you forever. Amen.